No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me. Captain Ed, Captain Keith, neither one of them are with me today. And I don't know if this was on purpose, because it's very possible after last week's show. You know, you heard our little broadcast from the Light Sport Expo in Sebring, Florida. It was a lot of fun. Ed and myself, we worked the crowd, had an awesome time, played with drones and everything, and then some. And then what you didn't hear, because we had wrapped up the show before we had hopped in the plane to fly back to Orlando from Sebring, was that when we got back to our airplane, we realized we were like the last plane in the parking lot there at the hangar in Sebring, and the gate was locked. We were like, we don't want to be stuck here all night. Nothing against Sebring, but we weren't planning to do an overnighter, right? So we saw the guy who was manning the airport, and he saw us trying to get to our plane. So he pulls his truck over, and he opens up the gate. We get our plane going. We do a quick run up and head out the gate and get on the runway to take off. And as we got up to the runway and the run-up area, we went through our typical check. And during the run-up, we encountered a problem. And, you know, Ed shared a few expletives and said, you know, which I can't, you know, obviously repeat, or we won't be back again next week. And we almost got stuck. But luckily, the folks at Sebring Airport there hooked us up, and we got out a couple weeks, or a couple hours, I should say, later. And you're going to hear all about that and then some, because I learned quite a bit that day. More than I was expecting to. And we'll get in more of the nuts and bolts of that a little bit later on the show, when hopefully we'll get Ed on to explain his side of the story, because I know at this point he wants nothing to do with me. And who could blame him? Because he thinks I'm bad luck. Every time I fly with him, there's always some issue. But we'll leave that for later, because we got Captain Dennis with us. Dennis, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Greg.
Yeah. And so, I mean, you don't consider me bad luck because of that, do you, Dennis? Come on.
Not because of that. I mean, I had my own share of problems in the last few weeks, so.
Okay, not because of that, you don't consider me bad luck, or you have your own bad luck? And
I got my own bad luck, and, you know, I think it just comes, it's part of being a pilot. You know, things happen at inconvenient times.
Well, I like your attitude, because I don't want to be that lucky charm, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But Dennis is happy regardless, because not only is he far removed from me, from any potential issue, up there in North Dakota. No, I mean, where? Nope. Minnesota.
Minneapolis,
right. But you're excited, though, not only because I'm not with you, but because you're getting ready to have your Mooney upgraded, correct?
That's right. We're finally going to get the new transponder installed so that we're compliant for the 2020 ADS-B mandate.
Absolutely. And you have found a pretty cool solution with Hipario. And we have a special guest on Just Plane Radio today to help me out. And help Dennis out too. Kelly Keller is her name, and she is on Just Plane Radio. Kelly, welcome. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So, and by the way, we're not connected in any way to create any bad luck for her as well. So everybody is connected remotely. So any bad mojo that I am putting out there to the world is you're far removed from it and protected. Okay, Kelly?
I certainly hope so. The last thing I need is some bad luck.
Yes, we don't need any of that stuff. Not that it was my fault. I think it was just Ed. I think I'm putting it all on him. But you work for Hipario. You got quite a story yourself. We're going to get into that a bit first. But Dennis, first, why don't you share what you were looking for and how you came across Hipario's gear for your Mooney airplane?
Well, as you know, there's a couple of different ways that you can meet the FAA's mandate. You know, there was replacing your transponder with what they call a 1090 ES solution, or you could go with a lower cost UAT transceiver. But there was some limitations. If you go with the UAT route, you're restricted to flying just within the U.S. airspace. You can't cross the international borders to go to places like the Bahamas. So that pretty much ruled out going with the really low cost solutions. So then I started looking at, you know, what's out there. And obviously, you know, a lot of the big name players, King, Garmin, et cetera, all have solutions, but they're also come with a very large price tag. And through Sun and Fun in Oshkosh, I keep running into the folks from Apario and see their Stratus solution. And, you know, I'd always assumed that, you know, Stratus was just ADS-B in the little portable devices. But, you know, once I had a chance to go talk to them at their booth, I see that they have a panel-mounted transponder. And by chance, one afternoon, I'm at the airport, and here's a guy flying in a Mooney. And, of course, I had to go introduce myself because, you know, he's part of the club. Well, it turns out he's the director of engineering at Apario out of Fargo. And he says, hey, come on and take a look at the Stratus I have in the panel of my airplane. And so began my road of looking at Apario's offering. And I was very impressed. The price was a lot less and all the functionality is there. And so that's the decision I wound up going with.
Very nice. Well, Kelly, so how did this, how does Apario set apart from the others? Is it mostly price related or what would you say?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, because there's, like Dennis was saying, there's so many players out there and very established names in the avionics industry. And although Apario has been around for almost a decade in the avionics, or I should say in the aviation industry, you know, getting into the avionics world, especially with the players that are out there, is a challenge. You know, there's Garmin, there's King, there's, you know, Avidyne, Aspen. There's a whole lot of offerings out there. And so, you know, so what ended up happening was they merged from this flight data monitoring world that they had come from into this emerging market of ADS-B, and they got in at a good time. And with the partnership of Floor Flight and Sporties, they developed this ADS-B in transmitter, this little receiver that so many people know. You know, they hear Stratus and they see that little white box and they know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But really what they wanted to do is kind of carry it through. You know, that's not the part that gets you compliant. So they ended up, you know, just very naturally going to the transponder market. And really the reason why people choose to go the Stratus route is because it's an established company, you know, where it's all built in the U.S., all of manufacturing, the whole company is based in Fargo, North Dakota. So that's where all the products come out of. And so people like that. They like the built in the U.S. products, and especially at the price point where we are. You know, so many of these companies, you know, they're a little bit of a higher price tag. They're catering to that glass panel world, but there's so many great airplanes out there that aren't glass panel. You know, they're older airplanes and they still need to be compliant and they still want to have good technology for the future. So that's kind of where Stratus comes in. It's a 1090 transponder. So like Dennis was saying, it's completely compliant if you're going to go international or you know, do any sort of, you know, IFR flying where you kind of need to have that transponder instead of just a UAT solution. So,
yeah. I don't know why you would even want to bother if you didn't want that feature. I mean, what would be the point? You'd always want to have that capability if you're going to go through this process anyway. Am I right, Dennis?
Well, you know, if you've got a little light sport or maybe, you know, like a Piper Cub that you really aren't going to fly more than about 2 hours from your home base, what are the odds that you're going to go take that to the Bahamas and have a need for something like that? So I can understand, you know, a lower cost option, but, you know, I think the Apario solution is the best because it covers me for anything I would ever want to do in my plane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the install itself, Kelly, I mean, how intensive is it?
You know, it's really not that intensive because really what we built it to be is a replacement for a KT-76. So it's not a straight plug-and-play transponder. You're still going to have to replace the tray. But it's as close as you can get. It fits into that same spot where your transponder is being pulled from or Narco. It's a very easy installation that we've heard from all of our dealers that, you know, especially compared to some of the more complicated technologies that are out there from other companies, it's a fairly simple install.
Very nice. Dennis is getting ready to do this for his Mooney. That's scheduled for what, 2 weeks from today or thereabouts?
Actually, it's going to go in this weekend because of the Super Bowl here in Minneapolis. Air traffic has kind of come to a halt at my home airport. And so there's a vacancy at the avionics shop that I'm able to take advantage of and get the airplane in a couple days earlier than I had intended.
So that means we can actually fly over to Bimini next week?
Well, we could have anyway. The mandate doesn't kick in until 2020, but now we'll have ADS-B, so all our listeners can see the path that we took to get there.
Well, yeah, and I'd feel more safe about doing it. I mean, safety is an issue, right, Kelly? I mean, that's one of the reasons why we're supposed to do this, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, so many people have already adopted the ADS-B in receivers, you know, whether it's ours with the Stratus or others. But even with that, when you have just a Mode C transponder, you're not seeing the whole picture. So when you get the ADS-B out component and meet the mandate, even before the mandate, you're going to see the whole traffic picture, every single airplane that's out there within your own customized traffic picture to where you are and what's relevant to you. So you know exactly who's out there. There's no mysteries coming out of the clouds, which you get surprised sometimes.
Yeah, surprises up in the air are not a good thing. All right, look, Kelly Keller from Appareo is our guest right now on Just Plane Radio. We got more with this super pilot next.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your dive safety association.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
If you build an airplane and people are afraid of anything that flies, you can't just take the wings off of it, because at that point, all you're left with is a really slow, super expensive bus. We built an airplane, we gotta fly it.
Airplane, airplane, don't you go down today, take me away, off to a better place, you know. I've important things that I must do.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, Captain Dennis, helping us out. He's getting some Appareo equipment for his Mooney airplane here in the next week or so. It's going to be pretty awesome. Then it'll be totally compliant. And ready to fly me all over the place, including the Bahamas, across the country, and wherever I need to go. He's going to be my in-the-air chauffeur. I like it. You like that title there, Dennis, or what?
I guess it'll do.
Okay. It'll do. You'll take it. You'll accept
it. I'll take it. You know, as long as we're going to someplace warm where we can get some scuba diving in, I'll take pretty much anything.
Right. Well, I know you're excited. You've been doing a lot of research on this gear for your plane, and this was the solution that you came up with. And then Appareo has been nice enough to work with us a little bit on helping facilitate that process. And one of the big features you like is what the current unit that you have is kind of portable and you can use this anyway. What were you telling me during the commercial break?
So one of the things that I thought was very unique about Apario is that it leverages the investment you've already made in ADS-BN because, you know, there's been a lot of people have gone out and bought their iPad and bought a Stratus receiver and have been using their iPads in the plane. And now that we're having to equip the airplane to have ADS-B out, you know, I don't want to throw away that investment that I've already made. And so Stratus is unique in that they have they call it Portable Connect, and they have a cabling system that you can hook up your existing Stratus or competitor's ADS-B receiver and continue to use it. And what it's doing is it's connecting to the actual airplane's antenna, so you're going to get better connections to the ground stations to get that ADS-B weather and traffic.
Well, there you go. And Kelly Keller is our guest right now from Apario. I'm guessing that's not the first time you've heard someone explain what they really love about this solution. Am I right, Kelly?
That's exactly right. Yeah, we get a lot of different people who respond to what we offer in different ways. You know, some people focus on the cost savings. Some people focus on the fact that they've already been Stratus customers through that 2S or the 2 that we put out there for the ADS-B receivers. And they want to keep using it. And they want to integrate it. And they like where we're going as a company and forward looking into the future, even with the other products. So another cool thing that I see a lot that dealers have been doing is taking that existing Stratus 2S portable unit and getting the interface kit while they get the Stratus ESG transponder or the ES transponder. And what they do is they put the interface kit or the little interface panel at the back of a glove box, for example, sometimes Bonanzas or other, airplanes have that nice glove box area that you don't really use that often. So they'll slip that Stratus 2S right in the glove box and hook it up to the transponder. So you're getting the GPS source, you're getting the ADS-B reception through your antennas, and you're also getting power from your transponder. But you can also unplug it and take it with you if you want to go fly in a buddy's airplane or if you have a different airplane that you fly in pretty regularly. You know, it makes it a more, it gives you more options when you're doing flying. And we hear a lot of that from customers, especially at the shows.
Yeah, you want that flexibility, no doubt about
it. Exactly.
And it gets rid of the clutter off of your panel. You don't have something sitting up on your dash and then a cable running down to a cigarette lighter to power it and keep it going. Just one less thing to worry about.
Absolutely. And obviously, if people want more information about that, all they got to go to is your website, which is what exactly there, Kelly?
Yep. If they just go to apario.com/Stratus, which is apario.com/Stratus, they can get all of the information off of our website. We've got some pretty good resources on there. That kind of brings up another point is so many people know us as Stratus, but Apario is the parent company. And like I said before, they're based up in Fargo, North Dakota. And it's just a great company. They've got some really cool technology that they're developing. And it's a very forward-looking company that I'm very much proud to be part of.
Yeah, well, I know, just talking to Dennis as he was researching what equipment he wanted to get for his Mooney airplane, he got very enthusiastic when he found this solution and like, hey, they're right next to me and right here, and they're USA built. I love this. He loved the whole thing. And we're going to cover that whole process of him getting his ADS-B solution in check over the next few weeks on the show so everybody can learn along with Dennis.
Yeah, that'll be great. And one thing I do want to add, too, is, obviously you can go online and research, but especially as we're getting into the show season, we've got Sun and Fun coming up real quick. You know, it seems like this year's going by so fast already.
Mm-hmm.
But Sun and Fun, Oshkosh, AOP Fly-ins, and even just local EAA seminars, all of the territory managers, including myself, tend to do a lot of presentations at different local events. And, of course, those big shows as well. So folks can come find us at, any of those shows or contact us at Apario. You can either send in a message to our support or you can go ahead and just call into our main line and that connects to our individual lines and get a hold of us. You know, we're very much wanting to connect with people at that grassroots level and talk to them and educate them about ADS-B more than anything else.
Sure.
Always available.
Yeah. And I bet you'd talk a little shop with them, too, just as a pilot to pilot, because you are like one of these super pilots, Kelly. Your background at AOPA and before that you worked for Textron, Cessna and stuff. I mean, you've been doing this for a while, right?
That's it. Yeah, I have been. And it's cool, too, with Vipario. On the aviation side, everybody who's a territory manager and most people who are working on that aviation side are pilots. So we all come from very different backgrounds, but we have that commonality that we all fly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm working on it, slowly but surely. I'm getting ready.
Gotta get in it.
Yes.
Gotta do it.
You inspire me. It's not that I want to be, you know, a young woman or anything like that, but I want to become a pilot. And I love your story and how you've, you know, worked through the industry. And obviously, I mean, what is your plane you fly now? Or do you own one yourself?
I wish I did, but I kind of fly whatever I can find,
yeah.
Honestly.
Well, that's right, a good now, skill right there.
That's it. I know. Yeah. That's part of half the battle. But I'm actually just getting set up with a flying club. That's got a nice straight tail, 1959-172. So looking forward to flying that. But I've been very, very fortunate to have had the opportunity to fly a whole bunch of different things growing up and even into my career.
That is nice. Are you flying in yourself, you know, for Sun and Fun and for some of those events, or do you guys usually just come in and fly commercial and then work the booths and things?
Yeah, we typically fly commercial, but who knows? Maybe one of these days, maybe we'll even camp at Oshkosh or something.
There you go. Dennis is planning to do that, and he should be fully equipped by Sun and Fun.
I've done it quite a few times, actually. It's kind of what we did growing up, but it's a blast. It's kind of the way to experience the show, for sure.
Well, if you didn't have to tolerate the issue that I might be hanging around Dennis and then Dennis himself, it might be worth joining him. But
regardless, we don't have to worry about you at Oshkosh. There's always a conflict with the lobster show. So
yes, that is lobster mini season in Florida there, Kelly. So I have priorities.
Go.
The lobsters,
you
know, call me, come catch me and eat me.
Yeah.
It's the same week. But we'll see how that works out. But thank you so much. Apario.com/Stratus for more information. We got more with Just Plain Radio next. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me. Captain Dennis helping me out right now as he gets his new Mooney squared away with some new gear from Apario. That'll be a fun little project to follow here on the big show. Obviously, you may have been following my progress with, just last week I had a stress test. I am cleared to fly, at least as far as I'm concerned, and the cardiologist. So I got to go through the whole process of getting my medical approved and getting back in the left seat. Speaking of that, we got some viewer mail. You ready, Dennis? Here we go.
Go ahead.
All right. So it says, hey, Greg, I'm happy to hear you pass your stress test. Does this really mean you're going to get back in the left seat? I suspect you and I are a lot alike, both driven by challenge. We'll see. I am falling behind on some of my objectives. I need to get my IFR and commercial rating completed. So here's a little motivation for both of us. A challenge. If I'm able to obtain my IFR and commercial rating before you perform your first solo cross country, I win. And when you get your private pilot ticket, yes, I am hopeful, he says, I get to sightsee from the right-hand seat as you chauffeur me around Orlando. If I win, or if you win, Greg, the roles are reversed. I'll use my 172 and act as your chauffeur for a tour of North Carolina's Piedmont, which I don't know what that is. Do you know what that is?
I think that's the mountainy region in North Carolina.
Oh, yes, of course. There we go. Think Keith and Ed can keep you on track. Is Keith's credit card up to the limit? And better yet, are you ready for this challenge? Let me know. Your friend, the Mean Dude. Well, hey, Mean Dude, challenge accepted. Let's see. We're not rolling tape on this, are we, Dennis?
Well, I mean, you're going to try to pull the wool over his eye and say, well, you've already done a solo cross country.
See, there you go. See, Dennis said, I've already done a solo cross country,
I think in the spirit of competition here, though, I think what's intended is that you get back. You're going to have to be reauthorized to redo some of your training, and you're probably going to have to go do another cross country flight. So I think we're going to give him let's split the difference on this.
Okay, what would that be, though? What would be?
Well, let's just get you back in the cockpit and working towards your actual test.
And if I win, He has to fly me around North Carolina's Piedmont. If I lose, I don't have to do squat. That's halfway.
Either way, you win. You get to go flying.
True.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Colonel, with all due respect, that new jet is a death trap.
It's the 1950s. Everything's a death trap. Now have three martinis, a pack of smokes, and get in that plane.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me. All right, so yeah, the challenge has been accepted one way or another with Mean Dude. So we'll see where that goes. I have gotten my clearance from my cardiologist. Now I got to take the next step and get my medical back in check. I mean, actually, I already got it cleared to a certain extent right before all this stuff happened. I got the medical done, but I don't know. It's all a big mess. So who do I turn to? AOPA, of course. And I got Tom Haines on the line with me right now. Tom, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm great, Greg. Congratulations. That's super news about the treadmill thing. And so good way to go.
Yes. Well, I'm on my way getting back into the cockpit. And, you know, I knew it would go good. He said I was the first one in a couple months that made it to 12 minutes. I don't know if that means the other people like fell down and collapsed and were all over 80. But
yes,
but I didn't want to follow up with that. I just took the win. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You don't want to go into all the details,
right? But you guys do have this program to help people like me that have a special exemption that we're going to have to kind of muddle through all the paperwork with the FAA, and I'm going to go through that process. We're going to cover it on the show accordingly. So you'll hear more about that in the coming weeks, but. Enough about me. I talk about me. Well, there'll be more about me before the show's out, trust me. But let's talk to Tom and what's going on with him. What's up with you, man?
Hey, we got lots going on. It's a busy time of year as we're starting to ramp up toward spring and some flying season and all that sort of thing. And, you know, it's a great time to start flying and get into aviation. And we just announced our scholarship programs here at AOPA. We've got about $100,000 available for scholarships of a variety. Some are for high school kids. Some are for other types of student pilots. New this year is a program where we've got funding available for somebody who wants to upgrade a certificate. So maybe you've got a private pilot certificate, you want to go for commercial, or you want to add an instrument rating onto your private pilot or commercial certificate, something like that. We've got scholarships available for that. And so it's
no, wait a minute. Program. Can some schmo like me apply for this stuff too?
Absolutely. You can apply for it, whether you win or not. We do have a lot of entries, but it's all over our website.
No, wait. I know people like you at AOPA. Oh, wait a minute. That might work against
you. Yeah, you're right, which might work against you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But, that's a pretty big chunk of change. And, you know, if you're looking to do that kind of continuing education thing, there may be some opportunities for you. And they would just go to the website at AOPA.org and find out info about these or what?
Sure. If you just search on scholarships, it'll take you to the page where you can learn how to apply for it and what the deadline is that's open till May 2nd. And then we'll be awarding them later this summer. We'll be announcing who it is that won them. But for like a private pilot, it's $5,000. You know, there's multiple of them at $5,000 each. Hmm. So, and then multiple others too. So it's all designed to help youth, but also more established pilots to get some advanced ratings, all in the name of trying to build the pilot population, help kids get into aviation, help them start a career perhaps. Great time to be getting into aviation if you're a career pilot. There's big need for pilots, also for aviation maintenance technicians too. Real shortage of those.
Yeah. Well, it's just one of the many things AOPA does, just making things better for us in that regard. Now, they also do cool lifestyle stuff as well. And I know you guys have something going on with this DC-3 What is up with this? Because this sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a we actually just been reporting on this and been following the program for a while. There's a DC-3 called That's All Brother, and it's turns out That's All Brother is the name of the airplane, that it is the first C-47, which is the military designation for the DC-3, that led the invasion in D-Day, you know, into Normandy.
Wow.
And what happened was this airplane obviously flew its mission and was well documented at the time, and then it kind of got lost to history after the war. It ended up in a boneyard and was kind of did other odds and odds jobs, and nobody realized for decades, for some 50 years, that this was the airplane that led it all, until it got taken to Basler Turbo Conversions in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, which is a company that swaps out the old radial engines for new turbine engines, you know, turboprop engines.
Mm-hmm.
It was about to be converted and continue a working life when somebody got to digging into the records and discovered that this was that airplane. And so there was a fundraising effort, and they bought it from Turbo. The group put some money together, the Commemorative Air Force bought the airplane, and then the folks at there at Basler worked a lot with them to restore the airplane, and it just flew this week. So big milestone in the restoration of that airplane. And it's being prepared to go back to Normandy next year for the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. So, you know, that's just a remarkable piece of history that's still out there flying these many decades later.
That is remarkable. Will it make the rounds maybe at Sun and Fun in Oshkosh? I would assume that
sure.
would be a big one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was at Oshkosh last year. That's where I saw it. I got a chance to go in it, actually.
Yeah.
It was on display, and then later they had it over at the Basler hangar, because they happen to be located right on the Oshkosh, or right on the airport there at Oshkosh, where AirVenture occurs. And they had a fundraiser over there, the Commemorative Air Force did. And so I went there and got to climb around to the airplane. And I got to tell you, you know, they had done an awful lot of work on it when I saw it last summer, but it was a long ways from flying.
Mm-hmm.
And now that it has flown this week, shows you the dedication of the teams and how hard they worked on this thing to get it to the point that it was ready to fly. So, again, cool piece of history.
Absolutely. On the list to fly this year, I would imagine, for you, isn't it?
I'd love to. I don't have any DC-3 time, so this would be a great one to get some time in. Yeah, I'd love to.
Well, you want to actually fly the plane. I just want to be a passenger. They're going to be doing that fundraisers.
No.
You got to fly it yourself. That's
I want to fly it. In fact, I'm open to be on the crew to fly it to Normandy next year. If you could pull any strings for me there, Greg, could you help me out with that one?
My advice to you is don't mention you know me in any way, shape, or form. It is not going to help. It's going to hurt. Trust me.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's true.
But but you know, that would be that'd be pretty awesome. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe it'll show up in Sun and Fun here in a few months.
Yeah,
it's anybody's
could
guess.
I don't know what their schedule is right now. This was just a test flight. They have quite a bit of flying locally to do yet to make sure that the airplane is safe, and after as much restoration has gone into it, you can imagine what the opportunities for failure would be. But generally, it seems like it's doing okay.
Right on. Yeah, we're going to be talking to lights there at Sun and Fun here in the next few weeks and get an update on how Sun and Fun is shaping up. I got to tell you, if the Light Sport Expo on Sebring's any indication, I think we're going to be on track for breaking records at all the shows again, because they had a great crowd in Sebring the day we were there, and I heard that got even better throughout the weekend. Now, Ed and I had a little mishap when we tried to leave.
You did.
Yeah, we're not watching our clocks. We're not keeping our time properly. I mean, maybe I defer to Ed because he's the one who's the stickler, you know, on military time and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But when we popped in the airplane to leave, we got back to the parking field in Sebring and realized we were like the only plane there, and the gate was closed. So we ran like madmen, like at the, you know, like Indiana Jones running to his bush plane to get away from the enemy. And hopped in the plane, and luckily there was a guy on the a manager on the tarmac. He opened up the fence, but he didn't seem very happy with us. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've met those guys. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Did you like them, or were they kind of angry?
No, they tend to be a little. Let's say they take their job seriously.
Yes, they're like, hey, come on, no, you know what time it is, come on, you idiots. And then we got out there, like, all right, we'll get out of here before we get beat up. And then we did our run ups, and the plane acted up on us, so we had to.
Oh no.
Yeah, we had to go back to the hangar and try to find a mechanic. And luckily, they were very accommodating. I thought for sure, yeah, they're gonna take our knees out at this point, you know. But it worked out, and that would be Ed's fault, right? He's the instructor. Can I defer to him in
true.
That way?
Yeah, that's his problem. Yep. You're just the paying passenger, right? Or not even paying passenger.
Oh, I was a passenger, and for sure. Well, just leave it at that.
Okay.
But it was fun, despite the fact that we had a little delay. But I will say the event itself was phenomenal. It was a really good show. Is that what you're hearing across the country? I mean, the fly-ins have been doing great with AOPA. But
yeah, they've been doing great. And I heard good things about Sebring this week as well, although unfortunately I couldn't make it down there. But I heard they had good attendance. And the drone racing was a big deal. I just saw that they had a $40,000 purse for the drone races. That's a big deal.
We were talking about that, and I think I finally converted Ed over to liking drones.
Ah, that's
He's
a big
not
change.
Been a fan, you know, because I keep talking about him on the Just Drone Radio. He doesn't like that. But all right, Tom Haines, AOPALive.org. Check it out. And we got more coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now cleared for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Now go, fly, be free.
Time for me to fly.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me. And I am now joined by Captain Ed. He is here in the flesh to explain what exactly happened to us in Sebring last week.
To explain what you broke?
No. You can't use me as your excuse, even though I know you want to try. You could, if you want to say that I'm a little bad luck sometimes when we fly together, you could say that, but I didn't cause anything.
I think that would be an accurate statement.
All right, well, we'll leave that alone for now, because I don't want to start any, well, actually, the rumors have already started in that regard, so there's not much I can do about it at this point. Let's just talk about what exactly happened, because we had a great time. You can go back and listen to the show for yourself from last week and see that the Sebring Sea Expo was just phenomenal.
It wasn't huge Sea Expo. Light Sport Expo.
Light Sport Expo by the sea. There was water nearby.
Yeah, there was a lake, not the
okay,
sea.
Okay, all right. Okay. Well,
Yeah, it was good. You know, I was actually very, very impressed. It has improved considerably since the last time we were there.
Yeah. And now you're a drone man.
I might be a drone racer someday.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty nifty, using the goggles to watch them go through all those obstacles.
Well, Tom was just telling me they had like a $40,000 purse or something.
Yeah,
that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And why were we not doing that? We could have won that.
Greg, I've seen you with
the, yeah, I would have hired some thugs to take.
I was going to say, I've seen you fly and crash your drone all over the house. Yeah, no, you ain't going to win that.
Okay,
but
well,
it was very, very cool. And like I say, so I actually, yes, had a positive experience associated
despite
with
your
a drone,
company
drone. Yes,
despite the company,
despite
of
your
me.
Company,
you had a good time,
positive experience. Around drones.
And then, you know, we realized it was getting a little late.
Yeah.
And we ran out to the airfield.
Well, we ran out to the bus stop to get on the bus. And they're like, oh, you got to go over to the airplanes? I hope it's not locked.
And, what's that supposed
and,
to mean?
And, you know, they told us last year that the airplanes got locked in. And you know, we missed the last bus over. So they actually sent us over in another van. And she pulled us over. And the other van was leaving as we were getting there. And signaled her to stop, but she didn't stop. So then we get out of the car, say thanks. So she pulls off, and then I realize the gate to where the airplane's parked was open, but the gate that gives us access to the airport was closed.
Right.
And it was like a, oh.
I never saw you run so fast.
Yeah, I was running after her car trying. She still didn't see us.
It kind of looked like Indiana Jones running from the enemy.
Yeah.
You know, and
the stone was rolling behind me or something like that.
Yes, he lost his hat, the whole thing. I picked it up. Like his trusty assistant. Well, I'm just saying. I'm embellishing the story to make it sound.
But then we got in, got it started, taxied out, and there was an airport ops truck driving by, so he stopped and opened up the fence.
He didn't seem real happy, though.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
but we weren't the last one.
Yeah.
Because we did see another airplane just after us come out of there, too. So, so we weren't the last one.
We were number two.
We were number two. So
from the end.
So then we get the airplane started, we get it taxied out, we got out of that part, and then we tried to call Tower. Tower was already closed, and they had a temporary tower for the event, so then we called Unicom, taxied down to the run-up area, and that's where the fun began.
Uh-huh.
This is 5.05 p.m., sunset, you know, somewhere around 6.
Beautiful day.
Absolutely. Well, windy.
Yeah.
It was bumpy.
It
was windy.
Gussy, right.
We knew we were going to be fighting a headwind going home, so we're going down to the run-up area, and we're following proper procedures. We're going to do the run-up. We're flying Cessna 182, which is, 235 horsepower engine, turbo, 182, so a little more than that. But
right.
So I start bringing up the throttle for the run-up. And what happened?
I noticed you were looking at the gauges intently, and I knew I was smart enough to know not to say a thing.
Well, but did something seem...
Oh,
like
it started vibrating. Oh, you know, it starts vibrating
it,
the plane.
It was really smooth up to 1,700 RPM, but then as I tried to get to 1,800, which is where we're supposed to do our mag check, the RPM would start dropping off, and it'd be running rough, and I'm like, you know, to me, it felt like the first thing I checked is the mixture. Is the mixture still lean? So I pushed, the mixture was all the way in, because that's what it would be like. That's what it would feel like if you were throttling up, you had a lean mixture. Mm-hmm. You don't have the ratio,
and
right?
Despite the fact we were eating fair food all day, I knew that wasn't me doing that.
That wasn't you snorting and popping.
Mm-hmm. But I saw you looking at the gauges, because he had an engine monitor on.
Yeah,
there,
well,
right?
and so then I checked the mag. I backed it off a little bit and checked the mags, and the mags were smooth.
Yeah,
left and right. You know, I was down at maybe 1,500, so I'm like, so it's not the mags. But then I take it up to the higher RPM. And it hesitates again. I pull it back. I take it up. I pull it back. Then I go to the EGT, and I watch it. And as I take it up, cylinders 3 and 5 were dropping off as we're getting to higher RPM.
Right.
Which means exhaust gas temperatures. That means that's the exhaust being burned, the exhaust going overboard the airplane. So all of a sudden, we've got warm gas being meaning fuel's being burned, all of a sudden it drops off, meaning fuel's not being burned. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're looking at it could be air, it could be spark, it could be fuel. That it could be any one of those three. But yeah. The fact that I was doing the mag check and everything was smooth, we didn't get a drop on any of the EGTs when I did a mag drop. So it wasn't a fouled spark plug. Originally, that's what I thought, because I throttled up. I started leaning the mixture back. It got a little bit better, but it still couldn't go up to a static RPM of 2,000. It got a little bit better at 1,800. So, I kind of worked my way through it. Finally decided there's just nothing this is a problem. We got to go.
He didn't say it exactly like that.
No, I probably used language we probably can't use on the air.
Yeah, probably nothing. No, he was annoyed. So, we went back. We found out we had some clogged fuel injectors.
Well, first thing it is, I called up Unicom.
Help!
Because the ramp where you would normally taxi was where the show was. So I needed to know, where can I taxi and park? And fortunately, they did have maintenance people still there.
Yeah.
And we did have two clogged fuel injectors. So an hour and a half later, thanks to the guys there, we were off and on our way back to Orlando.
We had a great time, and we'll end it at that. Till next time, remember, there is no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.